The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, Tax CPA, creator of the 401 math illustration and soon to be the syndication math illustration for those of you that are either already investing in what I call REPs, real estate private placement syndication or private partnership syndications, or wannabe, which is a whole lot of people, according to what the statisticians would tell us who gather that sort of data. In any event, it's Saturday, December 11th. It's the first time this show's appearing, so regardless of when you hear it, pay attention to the date because the rules are changing constantly with respect to what's going on in Washington. And fortunately or unfortunately, there's some good and some bad. What's going on in Washington definitely affects this particular space that we operate in. And I'm going to remind you, as we do every time we start the show, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or to create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life? And that's what we try to do. We're planners, whereas most CPAs are reporters who simply focus on what happened last year. We're concerned about last year, but there's not a whole lot we can usually do, although there are some exceptions. And so if you don't get time to do your planning before year end, especially if you're self-employed, there still may be some things you can achieve into next year. So check with us. As planners, we're focused on helping you achieve twice the financial freedom that others on the air, right here on this station, in fact, claim to be able to help you to achieve. And when you hear that it's not the money, it's the lifestyles or lifestyle, excuse me, little Freudian slip there, it's definitely about the money when a long-term health care or chronic illness issue arises and our clients realize that retirement or the definition of retirement involves a lot more than simply covering next month's bills, which is what you hear others claiming defines retirement. And any discussion of retirement should include not only covering next month's bills, but what about the things that we don't count on? And then there's other things. Aspirational spending. Yeah, you want to take the kids to Disney or the grandkids to Disney every other year? Well, that's the thing that we try to project into our clients' investment plans. And, you know, the real estate private partnership space is absolutely one of the best areas that you can achieve above average rates of return if you carefully select, carefully monitor, and carefully report the information that you're getting from those activities. As you know, if you've tuned in before, the next hour we'll be talking in a considerable amount about tax planning strategies for investors. Particularly those that have decided real estate investments are a good way to grow wealth, but not quite sure how to go about it. And I guess the first thing I'm going to tell you is, regardless of what you hear on my show or any other show, check with your existing advisors who understand your specific facts and circumstances and know or are in a better position to assess whatever we're speaking about. How does that apply or does it apply to your specific circumstances? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Moreover, under the Internal Revenue Code, the answer and to most questions is maybe, because effectively The general rule is stated, and yet there's assorted exceptions, and we'll talk about a few of those today just within the context of retirement funds. One thing I also wanted to explain is that part of the purpose of the show, especially today's show, is going to be to provide you with some introductory information regarding concepts that are found on the BEAPlanner.com website. Again, that's BEAPlanner.com. And specifically, we are starting a new show tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And it's going to be exclusively focused on the details of REPs, the real estate private partnership syndications. And again, the whole area has literally exploded over the last few months in terms of the number of syndicators or sponsors that are available now. The old school model of you having to join a platform to have transactions to invest in is slowly going away. There's still, you know, a couple organizations here in Houston that still execute that model. Nothing wrong with that model. But I'm going to suggest to you that that model has issues, and you know, we can discuss that if you want to connect with us. Again, from the BA Planner website, where you'll find at the top right four links now. We've added syndication math to it. But we've got a schedule a call link. We've also got intake forms. And if you can fill out those intake forms for us, we'll be happy to schedule a call, or you can schedule a call. And you can do it before you fill out the intake forms. It's just we're not going to have as many details to where we can talk specifics. But in any event, I wanted to mention the syndication math link because I've got a sample, what I'm going to call a scorecard eventually, where we review a significant number of transactions, you know, almost every day, certainly every week, and we're trying to help our clients understand the math that's embedded in a fairly complicated set of legal documents. If you're looking at it, you know, once or, I don't know, 18 times over your lifetime, you're never going to understand or be able to figure out what they're really saying. And I'm going to tell you right now, with all the new syndicators and sponsors coming into the space, there's a lot of foxes coming for your chicken coop, for your hen house, and you won't know it if you just generally glance over these documents. You don't understand some of the concepts that are embodied in this syndication math scorecard page. And these are, by the way, these are all, it's all placeholder information. These are not real transactions. They're not real numbers. Clients will have access to the real numbers. And so I'm going to encourage you, if you're thinking about investing in private placements, whether it's through a platform, a mentor group, etc., you may want to connect with us to see how we can help you. I hear the music coming on now, so it's the end of the first segment. We're going to be back in a few minutes. If you'd like to call and ask a question, the phone number here at the station is 281-557-5738, or KSEV for those last four digits. You can also text me at 713-782-1900. Or you can email me at nathan@npross.com. We'll be right back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BEAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously. Do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BEAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Jesse Smollett was convicted of staging his own hate crime, lying to police, and disorderly conduct. Smollett says that he's disappointed in the guilty verdicts, but he won't beat himself up over it. Just know that he can finally rest easy knowing that his attacker has been caught and convicted.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas. Dr. David Mobley is on call.
The purpose of the show is take your calls and chat with you about your health care.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour.
And I want you to join me, talk about your health issues or somebody that you care about, something you've heard, something you've read, something you're curious about. I may or may not have an answer, but I'll give it the best shot that I can.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour, Monday and Tuesday afternoons at 1 on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. And that's our favorite Neil Diamond song that indicates that getting by or just getting by ain't living. We agree. We hopefully can help you with these types of investments, these private partnerships, to achieve much more than simply getting by. But to do that, we need information, and that's what our intake forms afford. If you can fill those out and would like to see a complimentary illustration of the only four ways you can control your IRA or 401k funds to invest in real estate, submit that information, then schedule a call. Also, my producer mentions that I may have given the wrong number out when we were leaving for that first segment. The number again for questions is 281-558-5738. And while I appreciate phone calls, you'll notice if you listen to us consistently, not many people want to discuss this topic on the air. So that doesn't bother me a bit. Keep sending me the emails after the show or throughout the next week. We love helping people understand where they're at and why, they're probably really not behind the eight ball unless they literally just have no retirement funds. But unfortunately, when you look at the current longevity risk and especially the tax rate risk, which, you know, for all you folks that say, well, you know, I've got $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million in my 401 or my IRA, I'm sorry, but if that's in a pre-tax account, which most are, then you don't know how much you have because you haven't factored in the huge chunk that's going to come out to your partner, your silent partner, who would be the government. And unfortunately, due to the significant distressed situation of our government when it comes to fiscal math, the deficit, which, you know, you may have heard that we've got a $30 trillion deficit. Well, understand that's simply the portion of the debt that's been booked on the government's balance sheet, if you want to think of it like that. The true numbers, if you look at all the legislation that's already passed or the indexing that's already put in to these bills that have passed, you're looking somewhere between 130, I've seen estimates as high as 230 trillion, minimum 130 trillion. And you can review those concepts at truthinaccounting.org or a committee for fiscal financial policy. There's a number of independent groups that make these calculations. And of course, you know, one of the big bogeys we have right now is inflation. You know, how much How much more is inflation going up? You remember inflation, it's that transitory thing that we were told back in March when the first big jump occurred. Oh, it's just going to be here temporarily. That was the head of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, and even Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury. You want to know something scary? Yellen was the head of the Fed Reserve. She's now the Secretary of the Treasury. Powell's been the head of the Fed Reserve for a while now. And those are our leaders. And they both were saying that the inflation is just here momentarily. It's just, it's a problem with COVID, you know, the demand, the pent-up demand, and now all that money's coming out to buy product. And of course, they never mentioned that so many of the jobs that it takes to transmit that product are empty because people don't like being mandated to go take a vaccine. All your choices have been issued under an emergency use authorization. There's no final. Nobody's responsible. The pharma that made them, the government that mandates them, your employer that makes you do it to keep your job, nobody's responsible. And for some reason, they don't understand why half the jobs in America are available or why people are quitting at record rates to move jobs to go somewhere where they don't have to do that stuff. Anyway, I don't want to belabor the point. I'm assuming at this point you've figured out how I feel, but I'm going to tell you right now, I've taken every vaccine known to mankind in my 61 years, and I'll be the first in line when you tell me there's one that somebody's responsible for. If somebody or if something happens to me, and you know, I've got some insides in Washington where I know I will know when to take that next vaccine, and we'll just leave it at that. But bottom line is, the inflation is here. It may be here for a long time, is what the folks that are expert forecasters are saying. And is it a scary train that's barreling down the tracks at you right now when it comes to tax rates? So what do? Do we just sit here paralyzed? We're in fear of doing anything? No, we've got strategies under the code. There's assorted strategies that can get us down into the zero tax bracket as we approach retirement. And it's a matter of repositioning assets, rebalancing, paying attention to what you're investing your money in to get it out of the pre-tax bucket or the taxable bucket over into the tax-free bucket. Or in the case of some of the cash value life insurance strategies that are available under the code, which, by the way, the insurance industry has the best lobby ever in terms of protecting those provisions. And I'll just tell you, there's more strategies to save tax dollars under the insurance area of the tax code than any other. And that's it's intriguing to follow the history on that. And it's also intriguing that there's never been a major failure of a large insurance company. Insurance companies are expert at forecasting the tea leaves or the future, and they manage risk better than any other group out there. So I'm going to encourage you, while you're investing in real estate, don't put all your eggs in that one basket. And you know, when you're putting money into an index universal life policy, for instance, is properly structured on the side, let's call it, of your real estate activities. You've got the cash flow earnings engine of the real estate. You've got the ability with an index universal life policy. Again, it's not all IUL policies. They've got to be set up right. It's got to be the right carrier. You got four prongs that those policies can cover. You've got the death benefit, which there may not be one if you execute the strategy the way we suggest, because you also have the ability to take money out tax. It's not just tax free. It doesn't even get reported. There's no 1099-R that gets issued on taking out your cash value. Again, if you structure it correctly. If you don't, it'll be an unmitigated disaster as interest rates climb. And then thirdly and fourthly, we have the ability to put a rider or riders, usually at no additional cost, to cover your long-term health care needs and your chronic illness needs. Unless you think, oh, you know, my wife and I are not going to need that coverage, I'll just tell you that over 50% of American couples will spend north of $800,000 in retirement on long-term health care or chronic illness. It may not be you. I mean, it's a 50-50 chance. But if it does, the old million, which is what people would think they needed in their retirement, goes way up, probably to the $2 million range. And the way that a properly structured index universal life policy works, you can start taking the death benefit before you pass away to pay for the long-term health care expense or the chronic illness expense. And again, that's usually, if there is an upcharge on the policy, it'll be very moderate, but normally it's able to be accommodated without any additional premium. And I know we all, you know, we like insurance, we just don't want to pay for it. I get that. Go take a look at what the premiums are on long-term health care coverage or chronic illness coverage. And the ability for you to convert that death benefit to current premiums to cover those costs is pretty attractive. And so in any event, I encourage you to take a look at those options, even if it's, you know, with your own, well, especially with your own professionals that already know your facts and circumstances. The other thing that was in the news this week, aside from inflation jumping up to 6.8%, I believe was the number. Well, that's in the consumer price index. You know, there's a couple of ways that they look at inflation, but that's the big one, at least for what you and I are confronted with. And 6.8% is the largest increase in 39 years. That's a long time, and we've topped it. And, you know, when you look at the Build Back Better Act, you know, our Democratic friends keep saying how it's going to reduce costs for middle-class families. And, of course, what they're referring to there is that if we'll spend hundreds of billions of dollars as a group of taxpayers to provide additional child care credit, health care, prescription drugs. Let's see, what have I left out? I think one of the biggest ones is paid leave. That if we do that, we're actually going to reduce the cost of living for, you know, middle-class families, which I'm not sure. I mean, even if I wanted to do that stuff, which I don't, you know, I don't necessarily think we all deserve these benefits. You know, I mean, that's what effectively the younger folks that are typically the progressives in Congress would say. And of course, the government should pay for everything. Why shouldn't it? You know, it's like I heard a young person once describe the AOC dilemma, which is, you know, our progressive Democratic friend that's in her 30s. And they said the problem is she's never had to work for it. You know, it was handed to her by parents, et cetera, until she got out on her own. And she just feels like, well, gee, the government should provide that. So we deserve it. So, you know, take it and enjoy it, I suppose. But just keep looking at that debt train. And sometime around 2029, 2030, the entire discretionary portion of the budget will be paying the interest on the debt. Okay, I hear the music coming again for our next break. Again, 281-558-5738 is the number to call. Or again, send a text to 713-782-1900 or email me, nathan@npross.com. We'll be right back. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments, combined with proactive tax planning, can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, taking care of your health should always be a priority. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors are available to provide personalized care for you and your family safely. We offer a variety of convenient ways to get care from us, from same-day sick visits to extended hours at select locations. And we are taking every precaution to keep you safe during your visit. Choose your doctor or schedule online at HoustonMethodist.org/stayhealthy.
Want to get really growing? ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend provide a 1-2 punch that simply works. 80% of a plant's success rate depends on what's below the ground. Start with Organic Soil Complete. It's handcrafted from organic materials, including vegan compost, rose soil, and expanded shale. Perfect for your beds or containers, and is available by bulk or in bags. Then, feed your plants with our Organic Blend plant food. It's time-released and will not burn. Made with composted poultry litter, organic matter, calcium, molasses, and 11 species of mycorrhizal fungi. Sound delicious? Your plants will think so. This powerful organic combo, designed especially for gardening success in our area, will energize your green thumb as never before. So head out to the Arbor Gate, located in Tomball on FM 2920, a mile and a half west of Highway 249, or visit us online at arborgate.com.
Start your mornings with the Chris Salcedo Show.
I used to live down the dial a couple of notches during this time period in the morning, but I think I found a new home. And it's why I'm going to tune in. You gave them some very tough questions, you know, some of the toughest questions that I've heard an interviewer give a seasoned politician like that. And just like all seasoned politicians, before they answer the question, they run interference.
The Chris Salcedo Show, 7 to 9 a.m. on AM 700 KSEV.
Every day, 70,000 puppies or kittens are born in the U.S. Cute, right? Well, what's not cute is that half of all litters are accidents. And when a kitten has a litter of oopsies and a puppy has a litter of uh-ohs, pretty soon you have thousands and thousands of OMGs. And that leads to millions of pets being killed in shelters each year. But if 80% of people with pets say they believe in spaying and neutering, then what gives? Turns out that those sweet little fuzzballs can get pregnant sooner than you think. A lot sooner. But here's the good news. You can stop the accident before it happens. You just have to remember one number. 4. As in 4 months. When you bring home Maggie or Ruby or Puddles or Clyde, get them fixed at 4 months old. It can be old enough to get pregnant, and it's definitely young enough to make a difference. Prevent more. Fix at month 4. Visit fixat4.com for more information. Brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross. This will be our third segment. And again, if you want to call in, 281-558-5738. Before I get off the news of what's going on in Washington, I had another article that I thought, you know, it's interesting how our politicians can make anything seem good or seem bad. And after the news about inflation came out this past week, the 6.8%, highest in 39 years, etc., the Democratic leaders, including Ms. Pelosi, say that November's inflation numbers only add urgency to passing the Build Back Better Act. Of course, again, she's the one that thinks costs are going to go down for working families. Biden himself, President Biden, I need to be more respectful, said in a statement that U.S. price increases slowed after the November Consumer Price Index data. Now, wait a minute. It's December the 11th. how much slowing could have possibly happened after November 30th? Okay, and if you know, I don't know if he's talking about next year's turkey or what we're talking about, but I don't think there's been significant slowing. I'm not sure what he's looking at, but I just, of course, he did say it, they show the cost increase are slowing, although not as quickly as we'd like. Okay, so there's the inevitable walk it back pressure relief right there if he needs to. In any event, Senator Joe Manchin, one of the adults in the room, has long argued that the Federal Reserve has printed too much money at a time of rising cost. Yeah, a year ago it was $6 trillion, or since the beginning of January 2020. It's the most money we've ever printed, or it's 20% of the total dollars we've ever printed. I mean, you can do the math. The deficit's $30 trillion, the acknowledged deficit. So if we printed six, that's, you know, what you get if you divide $30 trillion by five, which is 20%, or multiply $30 trillion times 0.2, that's 20% of the dollars we've ever printed. Think about that. That's incredible. So in any event, Manchin, Senator Manchin, had previously urged a pause on the Build Back Better Act and a much smaller price tag. Thank goodness. It's still not what it's being represented to be. And this inflation report pretty much, you know, backs Manchin's position. It's kind of hard to argue. But the other thing that happened this past Friday is that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, produced an analysis that the Republicans had been asking for that shows if all the benefit programs that are in the current draft text of the bill were extended. Because what's happened is, to jam all this stuff through, the Democrats have come back and taken each program and said, well, we want to get it out of the door here. Let's get it out of the chute. Let's get it down the racetrack. And then we'll yank the funding, you know, in year one, year two, year three, instead of the 10 years that it's originally projected for. So the Republicans, not that they're, I mean, this, by the way, this difference between Democrat and Republican, it matters not. If the shoe were on the other foot right now, I'll promise you the Republicans would have all the good reasons to spend, $6 trillion again. Okay, so let's just call it what it is. This is politics, and the Republicans, at the end of the day, just like this past week, at the end of the day, they're going to go along to get along. They did that on the debt ceiling. You know, perfect chance to leverage their participation in this Build Back Better. But no, what we do, we again gave the Democrats a way to move forward without making them work for it. And I promise, if she was on the other foot, that wouldn't be nearly as easy. But in any event, CBO said, well, okay, what if we don't let these programs expire? How much more money is going to be necessary, and what will that add to the deficit over 10 years? So the number they had done, given the assuming all the programs expired when they were sunsetted, when they said they would, $200 billion in deficits would be added under the bill over the next 10 years. If they don't let it expire, it's going to be $3 trillion in deficits over 10 years. So again, that tax train that we're talking about, that already is a very near-term scenario, 2029, 2030. Well, it's going to get a lot more near-term if you keep adding $3 trillion a year, because obviously we're still adding trillions of dollars each year. I think this year's addition to the deficit, I believe, if I recall the numbers I've seen, we collected $4 trillion in taxes, and yet we spent, I believe it was 6.4, it's a 2.5 virtually additional deficit. So yeah, as far as the eye can see, we're going to have deficits. And I guess I would suggest, I'm not against necessarily raising taxes. After all, we're at the historically low tax rate. As I've said many times on the air, the tax rates are on sale. So what would we suggest we do now? Well, for those of you that have significant pre-tax accounts out there, IRAs, 401s, etc., Let's look at doing Roth conversions. Let's take advantage of these low tax rates to convert that money out of the pre-tax bucket so that you are drawing a line in the sand and saying, okay, I'm paying my tax now to avoid paying it later at a higher rate. And when you look at the difference, the tax rates theoretically are going to have to double. It's just math. It's fiscal math. If you look at what's coming, the rates are going to have to double. But that assumes the new tax collections go to pay down the debt, not to go buy more things where we're paying a dollar and we're booking another, you know, $1.50 or so in additional deficit. So the Roth conversion is becoming a hot topic. You know, as those of you that follow the Build Back Better draft text, you know, House Ways and Means has changed that language multiple times since September when the first draft came out. And the bottom line is Roth conversions are still going to be allowed for 10 years before the rules kick in that will change and limit them. And then it limits them to people that are making less than $450,000 a year. Married filing joint, I believe the number for singles, 400. So there's still going to be significant opportunity to execute an optimal, I'm going to underscore optimal, conversion from taxable accounts over to tax-free accounts. And so that's something that clearly, regardless of which party you think you're affiliated with, there's a reason to take action now. So anyway, let me say something else here when it comes to legislation. You know, the original bill, when it was brought out in September, the House was going to get it passed and the Senate would get it passed before, I don't know, the line kept moving. It was, I think, November 15th, and then it was, you know, end of November. And I would suggest right now it is unlikely, and I could be wrong, but I just look at how Washington works. And, of course, none of those folks want to be there and on Christmas working, so they're not going to stay up late to get it done. But I would suggest with the inflation numbers, and, of course, we're not going to get another report that matters until January, but I doubt seriously you're going to see the Build Back Better Act pass. And if it does, it's going to be, I think, even further curtailed, which is probably a good thing. Because, you know, in between now, we passed the infrastructure bill. And, of course, earlier in the year, we passed a stimulus. So we're already well on our way to trillions of dollars in deficits here in the current year. But in any event, I want to go back to what I started talking about at the beginning of the show, which is you know, our new syndication math show. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of a pretense today with that scorecard that I mentioned on our website. And again, to find that, you just go to beaplanner.com, BEAPLANNER.com. And we've added a link at the top called Syndication Math. It'll take you to a scorecard, and I've got placeholder data. This data is not real data. It is, in some ways, it's representative, although in other ways it's not. I've just put some data in so I can get my presentation correct. But what I want to draw your attention to are the column headings, because that's the kind of information that will allow you to separate the deals in terms of their pro forma. And I have to underscore the fact that all you have when you're getting ready to invest in real estate private partnerships is pro forma. This is what we think is going to happen type data. And of course, whoever's putting the numbers together has an agenda. I can promise you that in most cases, or in all cases, the syndicator, who could be the fox that's trying to raid your chicken coop, is the one that's putting the deal together. He's the one that's doing, or she's the one, as the case may be, that are putting pro forma numbers together, and I'm going to caution you that there are significant fees being paid to the syndicator. And that's not to scare you. That's to alert you, and that's to make you make sure that the door to your chicken coop is locked, and it's not easy for the fox to come in. And I will suggest to you that there's multiple telltale signs that the math yields, and that's what this little scorecard will be about. And so we show you with the ability of looking at the math, which again, you are not typically going to be able to pull this out, how to take a transaction. Like, I know there's a transaction. Well, okay, I hear the music. Let me come back to the transaction of the day when we come back. And again, if you want to call us, 281-558-5738. We've got just a few minutes. We can take calls when we come back. But I want to show you how to look at some of this information to where you don't just get excited and go write a check. You actually take it a bit further. So we'll do that when we come back. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's all right.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Are you excited about being a new grandmother?
Of course I am. A little intimidated, too.
Why?
Taking care of a baby today is so different than when I had you.
But, Mom, you did great with me.
Thanks, son. But I put you on your stomach to sleep.
Right. But now we know that babies should always be placed on their backs to sleep for naps and at night to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS.
Hmm. You also slept with blankets and toys in your crib.
True. But now we know to keep everything out of the crib except for my sweet baby girl. No blankets, pillows, or other soft or loose items.
Daddy's going to teach Nana all the ways to keep you safe while you sleep. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
For more tips on safe sleep for babies, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. That's safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I want to pick back up with where we were right before the break, where we were talking about the syndication math scorecard, which, by the way, is all fictitious data that you're looking at. So lest you get any ideas, just keep your wallet in your pocket. And before you invest, please, please consult with your advisors. I had a listener let me know this week about a transaction that they saw that was presenting a 46% IRR, and that would be internal rate of return. And at first blush, that's all wonderful marketing material, and you have to understand the syndicators are some of the best marketers in the world, and if that doesn't get the job done, you'll find them on assorted platforms, mentor groups, etc., that help get that job done, helps gets the money raised. And by the way, again, in today's world, the old school method of you paying $20,000 to $25,000 membership fees to get access to transactions, totally going away. And it's like you buying an airline, your airline tickets from a travel agent. And some of you younger folks are saying, what? You know, they don't understand what a travel agent is. To them, Google Flights or Kayak or Travelocity, whatever, you pick your flavor. As one who travels a lot or has until COVID struck, Google Flights is tough to beat. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, go check it out. In any event, you know, the concept of the internet's changed everything. You know, now you log on to one of the aforementioned travel sites, you do your research on flights, you know, length of the flight, number of stops, the type of aircraft. These are the things I look at. And then, of course, you're looking at price all the while, or the number of points, as the case may be. And in any event, that's now come to the real estate private partnership world. And if you work with us, we don't sell private placements, by the way. I want to be very clear. I don't sell memberships, and I don't sell investments. What I do is I consult with you as a CPA, a tax strategist, someone that understands cash flows, that's working at the four-way stop of real estate taxation, retirement plan taxation, real estate private partnership syndications, and zero tax mass strategies. That's the four-way stop, the four-way intersection that I work at. And so when we look at these private syndications, we're kind of overlaying the details with those specific issues. So when you look at a transaction, as so many do these days, that explains, oh, we're going to do a cost segregation and you're going to get all these write-offs due to the, you know, the accelerating the depreciation benefits. That's one of those big, you'll remember early in the show, I said that most questions under the tax code, the answer is maybe. For sure, chalk up maybe to that question. And in most of your cases, those of you that are listening, unless you've got significant other positive taxable income from other real estate investments, you're not going to be writing those deductions off anytime soon. They'll be out there. They'll be carried forward at some point. And again, it's a big maybe because I don't know anything else about your situation. You may have some reasons why you can't take those losses until you exit the existing transaction you're in. Depends on what else you have in your portfolio. You may or may not see any benefit. And so, you know, just understand that when I hear, like I've heard this week with this listener telling me that he's looking at a deal that's got a 46% IRR, and then I ask him to forward me the documents, and I reviewed the documents. Is that feasible? Is that possible based on the pro forma data? Sure it is. You get into that property, you execute whatever turnaround or rehab or promotions. There's a lot of ways to raise the net operating income on a property. And if you raise the net operating income, which for those of you in the corporate world is akin to an EBITDA, still use a cap rate, capitalization rate, you can significantly change the value of a property. I don't want to say overnight, but 6 months, absolutely. And I've seen transactions where smart syndicators have been able to raise the property value on a $20 or $30 million complex within 6 months to a year. They've created an additional $5 to $10 million in value. That's significant. Now you can go refinance that property. The investors can get a big chunk of their original capital back, depending on how the distributions are structured. And again, that's all the devil in the details is, you know, syndicators that are able to do that typically are going to charge some pretty hefty fees. So what you have to be careful of is that what sounds like a grand slam doesn't turn into a double or a single net, net, net. And when you look at these transactions in many cases, or in almost all cases, the financial projections are looking at the partnership or the project as a whole. They're not segregating the sponsor's compensation, or what I call the cream, out of the total to, you know, tell you what the passive investors' returns are. So you've really got to look at that, and you've got to look at the time frame. And I'll give you another quick example, and this is an easy one. You'll see that about the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th column over, there's an E, capital E, capital M, X. And this is for those of you that might be watching or listening from home, or you can access this on a cell. That stands for equity multiple. What's the equity multiple? If I put $100,000 in, how much am I going to get back from this investment? However it gets to me, whether it's operational cash flows that stem from rental income exceeding expenses, whether it's proceeds from a refinance, or whether it's proceeds from a sell, add all that up, divide it by the amount of money you invested. So if you put $100,000 in, and you get $200,000 out, that would be a 2.0 equity multiple. And 2.0 is the line that we strive for. In fact, when I, if I were to undertake a complimentary 401 math illustration, or soon a syndication math illustration, we're going to suggest a 2.0 equity multiple is your target. But it's not just any 2.0 equity multiple. A 2.0 equity multiple over 3.6 years, or call it 4, is where your money doubles. And that's at a 20% compounded ROI, which is a number that I use in my projections. And I'll use whatever number you want me to use. It's not a problem. It's just I will tell you that a significant number, it's not all, multifamily private partnership syndications, those are apartment buildings, will return somewhere between 10 and 30%. I've seen it many times in the last 20 years that I've been working in this space. And I've also seen more than a few times where it's 2%. So, you know, again, these are no guarantees. I'm just trying to tell you some observations. Well, at 20%, you know, the rule of 72 is a simple technique that you can apply. Divide 20 into 72, it gives you 3.6. Anyway, so an equity multiple over 8 years is actually not a 2.0 the way that we want to achieve it. That'd be a 1.0 because you got to sensitize it due to the time. Same with the internal rate of return. The internal rate of return is another good metric. It's not the only metric. But if you're doing that in 2 years, a lot different than if you're doing it in 6 years. And by the way, that same transaction indicated that they may not be able to complete the cycle in 2 years. So these are the things that we help decipher, among others that you see here. And I guess, again, just a little pretense, we're going to go into more detail on the Sunday shows each week. And I think it will enable people that are considering this space as investing to understand, again, what you're signing up for. That's all I'm trying to help you do, is understand what to expect, what not to expect. And I'm going to suggest to you that with our help, you'll avoid the foxes getting into your chicken coop. And perhaps once word gets out to more of the foxes, they'll start structuring their transactions in a different fashion, to where they're earning the fees instead of taking them on what I call is day zero, before you even started the project. You're taking money out of your pocket. Okay, I hear the music for the end of the show. I appreciate the fact that you may have listened in today, or you obviously did if you're hearing this, and look forward to next week. So have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, your time, 7 a.m. for the Be a Planner Syndication Math debut. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show, right here on AM 700 KSEV.